5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Guess what, Gilbert?
What, Bobby?
All right. Welcome to the podcast. Yo, man, I'm good. Bobby Lee in the house. Slap King. And then we got Kalila, we got Gilbert, we got, George, I appreciate you. I appreciate your work ethic. your attitude and your commitment to the Tiger Belly cause. And I don't say things to you. I don't say good things to you. I'm always mean to you. And I want to say I appreciate you.
Thank you. I
knock,
appreciate
knock.
You. Who's there?
All right.
Okay.
And Gilbert, let me say something to you, man. I appreciate you. I
ready,
do.
Ready for the knock knock.
I appreciate you.
Thanks.
Right? Knock knock.
Who's there?
Jungle Gook.
Oh.
No?
All right.
I should have said that. Delete the Jungle Gook part.
Oh, it's so good, though.
All right, sorry. And Kalila, I appreciate you.
Oof.
And we went to Seattle.
No knock knock?
No, you don't get one. We went to Seattle this weekend together. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at houses up there, guys.
Oh.
Ooh.
Because, what was that?
That was...
Something came out.
Meat.
It was pretty meaty, yeah. How did you know?
What did you eat today?
I could hear the meat coming out.
Oh, was there meat coming out? Yeah. That was roast beef for sure. But we went up there and there's something about the weather that reminds me of Korea. It's like dim and cold and brisk and sad, and I love it. And in a different life, I think I would buy a house there and live there.
What about this life?
I can't.
Why?
Because I just have too much. LA, I mean, there's just too much here.
No, like a vacation home.
Yeah, but let me get a regular home here first. Yeah, I'll do a vacation home when I can afford a vacation home.
Yeah.
I can't even afford a regular home right now. But but when we get that money to get a vacation home, I'll consider it. You know, it's really nice up there and we had a good time, Kalila and I. I love the people out there too. The Tiger Belly fans out there came out and you guys are just so nice. And just dirty ethnics, and I love it.
Dirty
and ethnic. Dirty whites. Dirty whites came out, and also regular white people. I like them too. Mm-hmm. I like all of them. It was fun. I lost my voice a little bit, but
You guys think about the whole Bill Maher getting called out by Ice Cube?
Oh, that
I don't. Yeah. I don't. I mean, listen. He said it in a joking manner.
Who Bill Maher did?
Yeah, Bill Maher did.
In the context of it,
he's obviously not a racist, and I feel like I don't think he said the R at the end, did he?
He did. Oh, he's like, I'm not your. He said, "I'm not your house N word."
He didn't
hard
say
R.
R.
Hard R.
He went ah.
No, it's a hard R.
He went, oh, no,
when you say house before, it is not a...
Yeah, you don't say, yeah. You don't say soft A.
Well, listen, okay. I've been thinking about that. I've also been thinking about, what's her name, the redhead. I've been to her house. What's her name?
With the severed head. Kathy Griffin.
Yeah.
You know, these are comedians, okay? And they push the envelope. I think Kathy Griffin went... far. I don't know if it was too far, but she's a comedian and you have to take risks, and that's my opinion on it.
The president goes too far. He's the last one to fucking complain.
Right. I think once the president goes, I think it's okay that as a celebrity you can grab a woman's pussy. All the things that he said that Kathy Griffin is now allowed to take a photo shoot like that. And also I feel like Bill Maher, if he said it all the time, that'd be weird. And I think that would be like, whoa, you're saying it too much. But he said it once in his whole career, I think.
Yeah, well, that's not really the issue. Like, Ice Cube wasn't saying that Bill Maher's racist. That's not what he was implying. It was more like the comfortability of saying the word so quickly. You know, it's... It was more like when you get too familiar. He was saying like, oh, you know, just because you dated a few black women, now you get the hood pass. You don't get the hood pass. You know, that word has been used against us for all these years. It's our word. So I don't think, I thought it was everyone, like all the media outlets are hyping it up to be that Bill Maher just got like, you know, told, but it was a really healthy discussion, and Bill Maher just apologized, and I like listening to it.
Yeah.
My only thing about it is, I know that Ice Cube is now a family man. He's got a great image now. Mm-hmm. But this is a dude who has, like, through his entire career used misogynistic lyrics and has also called Koreans in his songs, like, penny pinching motherfuckers, or, like, he's always alluded to, you know, Koreans being a certain way, right? So my thing is, everyone makes mistakes in their career, and it's all kind of sort of like a learning experience, and as long as there's always an open discussion about it, then
he also does kids Disney movies.
I know, but now he does.
I'm just saying, right, this dude right here defending the N-word, that's cool, right? But you're also a sellout.
Why? Because he's making money?
No, I it's fine to make money.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's like, you don't no longer get, like, you're not a representative of the hood once you do. You know, what's the movie? Give me some of his movies. Like,
Are We There Yet?
Ride Along? Ride Along.
No, yeah. That's fine because he's done things that were, like, really suspect. You needed to make money.
There was. I
can't really knock anyone's, like, career choices.
Yeah, but he's from NWA, right?
Yeah.
Badass. So my point is that, you know, if, you know, who's a guy that's, like, still really street and that's...
A lot?
No, like, somebody that, like...
Oh, like, has maintained throughout
that's maintained
the whole,
that
I don't know,
vibe.
Like, Too Short?
E-40? DMC, maybe? DMX?
I don't know what you mean by still street.
He's Urban Bobby. He's trying to say he's Urban Bobby.
Lil
Wayne.
What?
Lil Wayne.
Yeah, but Lil Wayne didn't exist in the 90s.
He did
what you're saying.
And
like,
he did a song called Lollipop, so no.
Because even Dr. Dre, nobody is still, like, Snoop's not, nobody
no,
is.
He's not. Snoop's not.
It's just a fucking word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like me saying, you're not allowed to say gook, white people.
Go ahead.
You're
say
not.
It. Say it.
You're not.
Gook?
I don't like the way you said it.
I don't like the way you said
like
it.
I don't like the way
you said it. You're right. No, white people aren't allowed to say
you're
it.
You're not allowed.
You're right. That was a test.
Good test run. Good test run.
You know what? You're right.
Let's try
Ice
it again.
Ice Cube is right. Ice Cube is right. Bill Maher shouldn't have said it.
Yeah. Woo.
No one says the N-word when you're white.
Let's
you don't
try
say
it
good.
Again. Let's try it again.
No, there's no. All right. Go
say
ahead.
Say it again, George.
Let's say suppose I am a Korean mafia guy.
Yeah. I'm not your house gook. Say that.
Right. And you and I are in drug business together. And you're trying to get in with me. So say like, so go ahead. What's up, George?
Yo, what's up?
Oh,
that was uncomfortable too. That wasn't even.
You didn't even do it. You didn't even say it, and it was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Hi, what's up? Hi, y'all. What's up?
Yeah.
I think white people just can't talk is what I'm getting from this.
No, it's just that you're so white the way you talk, but you are from this country.
Just say the word gook.
So I just say, what's up, George?
What is this? Hey, Bobby. Gook?
No, just say it in a way like...
First of all, no sentence structure. There was no sentence structure in that.
I mean...
No grammar.
This well, I can't... Play, this
hey, what's up, Bobby Gook?
There's no context I would use it
what's
in.
What's up,
so,
Bobby Gook? I mean, what the fuck?
Is that your last name, Bobby
Is that
Gook?
Your name, Gook? I mean, give him a line, Gilbert.
I'd be like, eh, hey, what's up, my Gook brother?
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, what's up, my Gook friend?
Oh,
Gook friend.
That's okay.
That's okay.
A little better. A little better, yeah.
Way better. But you know what? You're right. White people, Bill Maher, you're not allowed to say the N-word.
Cannot.
You're not allowed to say the G-word.
Yeah.
And Ice Cube, I don't even know what I was talking about. You can sell out, and you're part of streets. It's fine.
Also, George went to an Ivy League school.
Yeah.
Yeah. For a, like, not undergrad, though. Sorry, George.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
God,
it doesn't count.
That was so uncomfortable.
That was uncomfortable.
Another thing I've been doing, guys, is I've been, I don't know why, but I just discovered a new show on YouTube.
Ooh.
It's called...
Why are you laughing, Glava?
Because it's not, it's like the oldest show in existence.
But I didn't know what it was.
What is it?
I didn't know what any of it was, because I'm old and I don't know what it is, okay? And then I discover things on YouTube and I think it's new. It's both these two shows, America and British Got Talent.
Get out of here.
I love it.
You just learned that?
Yeah.
And I know why you love it.
You know what he also just learned?
What?
The other day, he's like, babe, I found this really, like, new hot song. It's really, really good. I think you're really going to like it. And it's fucking Natalie Imbruglia.
Sing it.
Nothing's right, I'm torn. I'm
never heard the song
faith.
Before.
I've actually never heard that.
I've never heard.
What?
What?
Yeah, I never heard it.
Oh, God.
See, and that's why you and I are going to die together one day.
Yeah, that's
why I'm
going to
know, that's why I'm gonna know you for the rest of my life.
I also didn't know how to sing
because
it.
Because right there, that was legit what you just did. And I know you've heard it before, but you just wanted to lie to defend me.
Okay, tell us about America's
because
Got Talent.
Because you're my Google brother.
Yeah, that's right.
You're my Google brother. Yo, man.
Yeah.
You're my Google brother.
And you know what I want to say to you?
Yeah.
All right, all right. All right.
You know how my mom says Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just listen to her one day. You just ask her.
All right, all right.
No, Machu Makonahi.
Oh, no. That's offensive to Native Americans. Yes.
Darling, darling, he's really good in that Lincoln lawyer, the Machu.
Machu
Makonahi.
Yeah.
Wait, we didn't talk
He's
about
American.
This.
What?
You shared a ride with.
We
Mr.
did.
No, because remember we talked about it at the restaurant, but we had a.
We never talked about it on the
we
podcast.
Never talked about it. Yeah.
Oh, so when I was in Cleveland,
celebrity plane.
I was sitting there. Well, what happened was on the way over to Cleveland, I got like coach, and I just felt like just listen, hear me out. I always fly coach. I always do. Mm-hmm. But for once, I went, you know what? I got some things going on. I remember when I did, here, remember I did, why are you laughing, George? Remember I did the oddball comedy tour?
Texas. Mm-hmm.
And I showed up at the airport, and because we were all supposed to buy our own ticket. Mm-hmm. And Dane Cook, Tom Segura, Sebastian Maniscalco, and Ali Wong, they all had first class tickets. And I chose coach because my agents, my managers, can I say it?
No.
Yes.
They're great.
They're great, but she's Jewish. So she's, oh, sweetie, you're just gonna, it's fine.
She's economical.
You know, you need to save money. So I, when I did that, I was like, this is embarrassing because I had to walk past them
yeah.
when they were in first class. So on the way back, I go, you know what? I called Abby. I go, just get me a fucking first class ticket on the way home. So she did it. So I'm sitting there and Matthew McConaughey, his wife and his two kids came on board and they sat directly up in back of me. And I tried to stare at Matthew to see if he would look at me because maybe he, but he didn't look at me. It's fine. But you know, can I say something? Mm-hmm. And I really mean this, it's not a joke. For the first time, I knew that this plane was going to make it to LAX.
Why?
Because I believe that when a pilot knows there's an A-list superstar on the plane, he tries harder.
Oh, hammy.
For right? the, for that kiss landing?
Yeah. Like he literally like...
Was the landing good? Amazing?
Smooth. Like there was no bumps. There was no turbulence.
Yeah.
Through the whole flight. There wasn't.
Thought it was a VR simulator.
Yeah, he went like a different direction.
God also was like, okay, don't give him any
bad
weather.
Yeah, I mean, literally you feel like he's drinking extra coffee.
Yeah.
He feels dozing. No, Matthew. You
no
know,
autopilot. He no just has
yeah,
to.
Yeah, he just does the whole thing time, the whole way. And I felt like that. So I mean, imagine being on a flight with like a president or you know, an ex-president or... You know, someone
so you're
even
saying,
bigger.
So he you're saying out. Barack Obama has never felt turbulence in his life.
Nope.
You know what someone tweeted at you when you tweeted about Matthew McConaughey sitting?
What?
He said that, if the plane crashes, you'll only be a footnote in the news reports. It's true. Because everyone's going to be like, Matthew McConaughey. And then like down all the way, like on the fifth paragraph, they're like, also then Bobby Lee. Sweetie, I'm just saying. No,
I know.
It was a tweet. It wasn't me.
I know.
Me.
It's funny. It's funny. You know what, baby?
Funny, baby.
Look
it's
at
funny.
Me. It's funny. But you're probably right. You're probably right.
How devastating. Wouldn't you want to be like in a plane crash where you're like the first name?
Right. What about this?
Talked about?
You know what even be worse?
What?
If he's not on the flight and the plane crashes and I'm not mentioned at all. Right? Because let me say something right now. And it goes back to my Poway High School Hall of Fame thing.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
Connects back. Yeah.
That some people don't necessarily think that I deserve anything. And if I died, some people would be like, oh, fuck that guy. Mm. Like Poway High School did. My high school. They put all these fucking guys on the fucking Hall of Fame. A teacher, granted, it's a noble job. I'm sure she's saved a lot of lives, but I'm the slep king. I'm Bobby Lee. You know, and the slep king. Slip can get no love. That's all I'm saying.
I'm sorry, honey.
What's the nomination process down there? I want to like get an in at Poway High School and like have them nominate.
I don't know what it is,
Urban
but
Bobby.
What?
I want them to nominate Urban Bobby at some formal high school meeting.
Yeah, but
you
know
like
what?
Just like call the high school and be like, hey.
No, if you go to Wikipedia, if you go to Wikipedia and then you say Poway High School alum, I'm in the top thing.
Oh. Okay, that's good enough.
Nope, I want to be in the building.
Do you really want to go to the building and have an hour ceremony for you?
I wouldn't show up.
Oh, okay.
Okay, out of spite, though.
Now someone has to sneak a framed photo of you in the building.
Yeah. If somebody does that, which will be like, you could get arrested, but...
Yeah, you could.
But that would be... your gift would be this. Every night for a week, we go to the steam room together and we have dinner.
You keep trying to bait people into the steam room with you.
Already people on Ruzzle when I'm playing are going, can I be on the list to go to the steam room?
People have been emailing us like crazy. How do we, how does that work?
Everyone wants to go to the steam room with me, bitch.
No, I don't doubt that.
I just, number one, if you want to go to the steam room with me, you can't be sexual about it. Because I'm going to see my dick.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to be attracted to it.
100%. 100%. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And you might say to yourself, no, I won't. I'm not gay. You haven't seen it. Yeah. You haven't smelt it. You haven't been around it.
Yeah.
And there's some extra zest about it.
There is.
If you see it, you'll see. You can't see it right away. Not because it's small, because you have to walk through. You have to see through the aura.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like
it glows.
It's like when you go it's like when you go to the mascara where all the Amazons are. You're like, wow, this is beautiful.
Yeah,
it's like Bobby's dicks right there.
Yeah,
Wonder Woman dick.
Right. It's an yeah, and also but so if I go to the steam room with you, you can't be sexual about it.
Yeah,
and you can't be like annoying. Like, don't annoy me.
Don't have conversation unless you start it.
No, there's... Oh, yeah, there's a rule. There's got to be a rule.
That's got to be a rule.
Yeah.
Only speak when spoken to.
Yeah, if I ask you a direct question... Yeah, this is it. We go to the steam room together, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you look at my dick one time, right, you're fine. Two times, you're out.
Oh, yeah. It's already... No, three strikes, just
no,
two.
I'll even show it to you. I'll even go... let's say you're the guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's your name? Your name is JoJo.
Hey, my name's JoJo.
Yeah.
My parents, JoJo.
Yeah. So you're JoJo. I'm going to tell you the rules.
Cool.
Hey, JoJo.
Hey, what's up, Bobby?
So when we go in there, you get one side at the at Toki the Dum Dum.
I mean, I get to see it?
Yeah, you get to see Toki the Dum Dum.
Okay.
And then if I catch you glancing at it, you're out. Number two.
Like, yeah, out?
I'm going to leave you there.
Okay.
Okay, number two, you cannot talk to me unless you get a direct question from me.
Mm.
Okay? That's number two. Number three, don't lock eyes with me for too long. Exactly.
How many seconds is max?
You can lock eyes with me for about 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. And then just turn away.
Okay.
And number four.
Even when you're speaking to them, they cannot look at you, right?
Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, we get donuts because of donut shop. California donuts.
Yeah.
And you have to buy me the donut and milk.
Mm.
And those are the rules.
Okay. This sounds like a great sweepstakes.
Oh, yeah. You can be, you know what, Gilbert? You can fucking make fun of it all you want. I'm telling you right now, people want to go.
I'm JoJo.
Oh, that's sorry. I'm sorry. You're doing character play. Mm-hmm. I apologize. And we also didn't talk about this, which is we didn't talk about.
No whispering.
We didn't talk about Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman review with Bobby.
Wonder Woman was clunky.
Oh.
It was a little clunky movie. It didn't make any sense at some parts. Very good movie.
Yeah.
Aside from that. Mm. Also, I saw the other night King Kong.
Wait, Skull go back Island. To Wonder
I'm
Woman.
I'm going to go back to Wonder Woman, but I have to, if I'm going to forget.
Okay.
So
Kalila and I were in a hotel room. And I go, look, in the hotel, King Kong's playing.
Skull Island.
She goes, I'm not going to watch that.
That's okay.
You said that.
That was accurate.
Well, no. I said, I know why you want to watch that.
Why did I want to watch it?
The CGI is amazing.
The CGI is amazing. Why else do you think I would want to watch that?
Because that fan is an extra in it.
He's not an extra in it. He's in it in the movie.
He has 3 seconds in it.
It doesn't matter. He's in the movie. I'm not in the movie.
He goes, Putang toa, to
jiao. Yeah, he does that. He gets punched in the face and he's out.
And then he turns off the movie after that. He's like, that's all I want to see.
You didn't watch the rest of the
No, he didn't.
That's so early in the movie.
He paid like $19.99 just to watch that in the hotel room.
I saw that. I've watched all his clips.
Oh, man.
Everything he's ever been in, I have.
Look, the Last Ship?
Scorpion. You look at my iPad. Mm-hmm. I have only one episode downloaded of Scorpion.
One episode of Bones.
One episode of Bones. I have one episode of The Last Ship.
The Last Ship, oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I watch all this stuff. And I can tell you what he plays in all these things. Mm-hmm. In Bones, he plays
like a restaurant.
A restaurant manager.
Because he makes me watch.
Right, yeah. And he yells at the two guys coming in. In Scorpion, he plays some sort of like construction worker supervisor.
I love how you know every role.
Yeah, yeah. In The Last Ship, he plays some sort of like dignitary translator, I think he is. Mm-hmm. He's on the boat with this other Vietnamese girl. He doesn't say any English. In most of the things, he has no English. Mm-hmm. He gets Vietnamese parts, and that's a really good talent to have. He's got that locked in. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so we saw King. But anyway, Wonder Woman was clunky, but can I just say this? I'll tell you what my problems with it. Number one, if you're going to have Germans, have them have accents, please.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Well, none of them had accents. And if they did, they were like weird, like hybrid English. It didn't sound German. Mm-hmm.
There was an accent. I didn't know what it was,
though. Yeah, exactly. Number two, the American Indian. Do an American Indian accent, please. Thank you.
Oh, that guy.
You're going to play an American Indian? Do the accent, please. Thank you. Next time.
Okay.
Okay. There was just some clunky story, like, I'm going to leave. You know, why?
It was a little shaky.
Some parts. But Wonder Woman is a very difficult person to put in a live action movie, because if you've ever seen the TV show, it's so like colorful, her outfit and glitzy, and it just looks very kind of cartoony and difficult to do. Mm-hmm. But they pulled it off.
They really did.
They really did. And they made her probably one of the most, the strongest superhero I've ever seen in any movie. Mm. I mean, she could probably not beat Superman. I don't know. That would be a close fight. Mm-hmm. But she definitely wouldn't be able to beat Incredible Hulk. But that's pretty much it, I think.
Kill Batman.
Wolverine would kill Batman.
Kill Batman.
I think Wolverine would give her a fight, but I think she would still win. Other than that, it's so wonderful to have a woman be represented in that way, man. Mm-hmm. I really be honest with you. I mean, if I had a daughter, I would watch that movie every fucking day.
Yeah.
And so a woman looks at it and goes, oh, I can be strong. I can do all that stuff. I think that's very important, man.
Yeah.
That scene where she crosses that line.
Oh, no man's land?
The no man's land.
I was like, damn.
That was pretty fucking amazing.
And all the guys just follow her.
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
I thought it was kind of weak, man.
Wow. Don't whisper. Like, please don't whisper.
Say that louder. Say it louder.
It's your opinion.
I didn't like the movie, man.
At all?
I liked parts of it, but I just lost it at the beginning. I was like, this is not a real world at all. Come on. It was a little too fake. And like,
she's a god.
Yeah, well.
She's the daughter of.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. It's Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
She's walking across the no man's land. Like, she's risking their lives, not her own. That's just kind of rude of her. Like, all these like great scenes are just like mean to everybody following her.
Here we are.
Like, they're mere mortals. They have to cross like behind her, like follow her, and like they could actually get killed.
If you're Wonder Woman and you're in that situation, what do you do?
Not cross?
Not
cross? Stay in the bunkers?
Not save the fucking village? Villagers that are dying?
I go, do the normal.
Let's go through Poland.
You have a bigger goal.
We'll go to Poland.
You're trying to end the war, not save one stupid village.
Yeah, but she wants to save everyone. She's a good person, all right, dude?
She fights for love.
But you can't do that.
She fights for love. What? Okay.
In Alien, she would have caused it to die because she committed, like, she went against, like, smart protocol. She committed the sin that in every Alien movie causes everybody in Alien to die.
Yeah, but... No, she didn't.
There should have been a protocol of like not saving like the rinky-dink little towns.
But
the reason why aliens they have protocols and whatnot because it's usually under a military like regime, right? Like, you know, in Aliens, it's these, you know, it's a corporation, so they have all these laws, and there's, you know, I don't know what the corporation was called, but there's also a military there, right? This is one woman who is a fucking god in a situation. She's never been on Earth before, fuckface, ever. She's from Amazonia, wherever that fucking place is, right? So she doesn't know the fucking rules, and she knows that people are dying. So she's gonna just do that. Was it the right choice? Who fucking knows? But my point is what is she gonna do? Go to fucking Poland, like I said,
it's a long
and go
trip.
Around, and then by the time everyone's dead, you fucking nut fuck. You're a nut fuck. Yeah. What else did you have a problem with?
The scene on the beach, the opening big action scene. Just
with all like, the women fighting.
What do you mean? The most amazing basic part?
Yeah,
where
what?
Basically,
you don't think women can fight, huh?
No, it's just so. No, I don't think people with bows and arrows could fight like people with guns. It's like so. They're kicking ass, and then finally, like one person dies, like just
archery
from a gun.
Archery is not dead, George.
Okay, also, not only that.
Wait, what did he say? Yes,
Zeus created the Amazons to protect the Earth realm.
Yeah. Oh, so these aren't normal women.
Yeah.
Right, this ain't Baywatch, dude.
It's fucking, Claire Underwood.
It's Robin Wright, bro.
Yeah, these are people that are like
on
warriors
horse.
On horses, and they know their shit, and it's the first time they've ever seen a gun, so what are they fucking supposed to do, dude?
It's fucking Hippolyta.
Hippolyta.
Jesus
right?
Hippolyta.
You know what you are, my friend? You're a classist sexist.
Classist
You're
sexist.
You're a classic sexist. You are a Trump supporter.
Oh, hell no.
That's
He's
what you
not.
Are. You're all,
oh,
no,
hell
shut the
no.
fuck up. All your libertarian bullshit from before.
Libertarians ain't Trump supporters,
yeah,
man.
I mean, there's something
or, no,
twisted
there are
going
some,
on
but that's not the
in
definition.
Your foundation. You can't build a house on sand. All right?
House of Cards.
House of Cards.
You cannot
Claire
build a
Underwood.
House on sand. All right?
On a horse.
And you, every day, I do still appreciate you, but not as much. Okay? All right, all right.
All right, all right, all right.
I can't believe that you said that. But so what did you like about the movie?
It was okay.
The tits, George.
Oh, my God. Were you on a date when you watched the movie?
No.
Who are you with?
A friend.
Bryce?
No.
Bryce?
Who was the friend you were with? Kasim G? Who the fuck was it?
My friend Jamie.
One of your YouTube star friends?
No.
You're going to pull one of those on me?
One of those.
This fucking guy on his YouTube.
All right, all right. All right.
I'm going to save you, George. I'm going to switch the subject before he just really.
I'm going to go crazy on this guy right now, dude.
Also, just the third act, though, was a bit much. I can't handle the CGI sometimes. It looks too fake.
I thought, it was like 2 hours and 20 minutes long. I think that could have been just the 2 hours.
Yeah,
it was long. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, you make a movie.
I can't do it. I can't do it. I get it.
It's hard.
Especially Wonder Woman.
It's a hard movie to make.
But you know what it did? It was very, very good at. Was making you feel some type of way, at least for me as a woman watching it.
Romantic bullshit.
He hates the romance stuff. That
some
was
of it's
friend.
A little bullshit.
So you didn't care for the ending?
I mean,
how she reacted to the...
I mean, first of all, Chris Pine fucked Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
He did.
Right?
Yeah. All right, all right.
I don't know.
And the next day, they sort of just went about their day.
Yeah. But, I don't know about that, but can I say this?
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of Chris's. You know, there's a lot of Chris's that are leading men. You have Chris Pine, you have Chris Pratt, you have Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Evans,
a lot of good-looking white dudes.
Chris Wachowski.
Right? Chris D'Elia.
So how many more can you go? How many?
But out of all of them, my new favorite is Chris Pine. I'll tell you why. Because when he first did Star Trek, I had no idea who the fuck he was. Mm-hmm. And when I saw the original Star Trek, I left the theater going, probably there's no other young actor that could have pulled it off like he did to play Kirk.
Mm-hmm. James T.
He had, a modern version, but he still had that playfulness about him. Mm-hmm. And in this movie, Wonder Woman, he was very funny.
Yep.
And I have to give him... And guys like Ryan Reynolds that are good-looking white dudes, and Pratt too,
Pratt's
who are funny. They're genuinely funny, and I had to give it up. They're good-looking, funny white dudes, and they're great.
Yeah,
yeah.
Chris Pine is great, and I'd love to meet him one day.
Come on the podcast.
Yeah. So that's what I have to say.
He saw Wonder Woman for the very first time in the close-up when she looks over Chris Pine's face, and you just see like the light behind her, and he was like, he was mesmerized.
Gorgeous.
I'm telling you right now, man, when it comes to white girls or Jewish, she's Jewish, right?
She's Israeli.
What
does that mean?
She's from Israel.
Is she Jewish?
I don't know.
Okay.
Your whole world stopped. Holy shit.
Okay, whatever. She's white, though.
She is, yeah.
She's probably physically a 10.
Yeah.
She's 10.
And she's a badass. She served as like a what do you call it, like a fight or a weapons coordinator in like the Israeli army or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and I also did a movie
and
with her.
And she rides a Ducati. Yeah.
Keeping Up with the Joneses.
It's so funny. I did a movie with her. I never met her. And I also, I will never meet her.
You might.
Why? I wasn't invited to the fucking premiere.
She's perfection.
That night, I thought I was, when I was doing the movie, I go, I'm going to get invited to the premiere. They never invited me.
Sorry, yeah. Sweetie.
They didn't invite me to the upfronts for my show. I mean, this is a terrible, terrible situation. It's fine. You know what? I got you guys.
What?
Yeah.
We have us.
Yeah, we have. He has
and
us.
I'm also going to have a birthday party, guys, in September.
Really? Oh, wait, don't announce it.
I'm going to tell people where it is.
Oh.
But I kind of want to invite, I kind of want to do a contest for to get like 10 people to come. Cause I'm
oh,
gonna
that
have,
would be fun.
I'm going to have 10 people to come, but then I'm also going to have all the you know good people coming too.
Like
you
know your
celebrity,
I got some
celebrity.
Like special
yeah,
specials
yeah.
to come. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, get myself some Mencia, Pauly Shore together again.
We'll do a little contest. How about 5 people?
Five people. We're going to do a contest.
Yeah.
And one of the contests, I want to tell you right now, mm-hmm. is no one sent me Dream Water powder yet.
It's been a while.
Wait, hold on. We got to look up that person who actually sent the initial pack of Dream Water. So there have been 2 people who sent
the more Dream Water powder you send me, I'll be real. The more chances you have,
he'll remember your name
of going to my birthday party.
Yeah,
and that I'm not trying to like manipulate the system, right? But I am, okay. Mm-hmm. And so that's that. What else? Well, you were gonna say something. I think I interrupted you.
No, I'm not. I was gonna switch the topic to something we could all discuss.
Which is what?
Like dirty anuses.
Why would you, out of nowhere? What happened to your anus?
No, not to mine.
Oh, is yours infected?
No. Although I did read an article saying that America, to no surprise, I mean, at least not a surprise to me, Americans have by far the dirtiest anuses in the world.
Nope.
What?
Yeah.
Nope.
There's Asian countries.
No, but yeah, Asian countries we all wash. Okay, so America has been the most, okay, so we're very squeamish about the idea of poop, but we hold on. We love toilet paper. For some reason, this is the only country that's very resistant to actually like mechanically washing with water.
A bidet or something.
Yeah, because we are either squeamish about poop and in other countries, like a toilet is something, is an object in the house that's upgradable. In America, we see it as like a distress buy. Something that we don't enjoy buying, it just has to be there.
Mm.
So yeah, we got dirty booties.
Yeah.
So in Ethiopia, they have cleaner buttholes.
Possibly, because they probably use water.
They use the
they don't move the shit around with toilet paper.
Yeah,
it just moves.
The infested lake water that they
probably
use to clean their buttholes.
Probably.
Malaria.
Probably.
Juice.
Malaria water.
You know what? I really do believe you when you say that.
Yeah.
I was going to argue with you, but you're right. In Europe, they use the little squirt.
The bidets. Yeah.
And I have used wet naps. Like my brother uses wet naps.
That's smart.
Yeah, but that clogs the toilet so
badly.
Doesn't
matter. We're not talking about the toilet. We're talking about my brother's butthole.
It's very clean, probably.
My brother's butthole is probably the cleanest in LA, maybe. Even because he uses a lot, I know, but he uses a lot of wet naps. He uses dry and wet.
Jesus, Steve.
And he doesn't really.
You see the way I wash.
This lady, late at night, I go to the bathroom, it's dark. There's like a fucking bottle of water or
it's a tabo.
A glass of water, like by the toilet, and they spill it because for her butthole.
Strictly for my butthole. And if I go to a public restroom, I'll always have like a cup with me. Mm. Even when I pee, though. I don't know why. It's just a comfort thing for
me. That's why I go to the steam room.
Mm. But like once a week?
No, I go every day at night.
Oh.
But you know I go every day at night.
Let me smell your butthole right now.
Not right now, please.
Please.
On camera?
Please.
How about this?
Yeah.
I smell yours, you smell mine.
I don't want to get naked. You're not okay.
See how that exchange is not
almost
working for
sexist.
Anybody?
How about we have them smell our buttholes and
yeah, I'm good, man.
Let's do that.
Let's not do that.
Why not?
I didn't sign up for the sweepstakes. Do you smell Kalila and Bobby's buttholes?
You know, I could do this.
Yeah.
If I knew we were going to have the contest, right, I could prepare myself.
No. Come. We,
no,
okay,
you got
now.
1 week to prepare.
I mean, get a scientist. How about this? Get a scientist to even like take like little
bacteria.
Samples
okay, cool.
of my butthole. You won't find anything in there.
It's like a random drug test.
Yeah,
like you
quiz.
Can't tell them it's a pop quiz. Let me smell your butt. Come on, put it. Let me smell.
You,
it
how
my
about
face.
This? I'll smell yours first, and you can gladly smell mine.
Let me just smell your butt,
no,
Bobby.
No,
Please, sweetie.
No, you were the weird one in the situation. Yeah. I thought Bobby would say something.
I'll do
like
an exchange, bitch, but I'm not gonna fucking do one way fucking street bullshit. Butthole smell.
That's I don't know weird. Why I'm craving the smell of butter.
Oh, that's weird.
Are you?
Let me smell your blood, baby.
Oh, Kalila. We'll do it later. What okay. about that? I'm gonna go to the spa. We'll do it later.
Okay. No, I want to smell it when it's dirty.
I need to go to the spa. And it's so funny how you guys have never been to the spa with me.
Never.
I want to do one.
You know who won't go? Eric Griffin.
Why not?
Every night I ask him.
Oh, really?
Not right now, man. And I think, I don't know why, but
you always ask in a very threatening way, though.
Like what? Go to the spa with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, go with me. And it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. That's
yeah, but I've gone with Ian Edwards. I've gone with Rick Glassman one time, Jay Davis a couple of times, Steve Byrne. Mm. I've gone a lot of times with people.
Have you converted other guys to just going all the time now?
Only Pauly. Because Pauly, it's a part of our culture. He's older and he gets what why. Mm. He's also an old Jew. Now, I'm not saying that in a negative way. I'm just like, and I'm an old Korean. I think we're made up in that way. We like diners and we like
old souls.
We're old souls. Mm. Yeah. I like cigars. I like all that shit. You know what I mean? But yeah, I wouldn't know what to do without steam rooms. I love them so much. And I think it's healthy. I don't know what it does, but I'm sure it's healthy.
Let me talk about a restaurant in Japan that's hiring old people with dementia. Have you heard of that? There's a restaurant in Japan. Now listen to this. A restaurant in Japan. They hire all their waiters, have dementia. So you order food, but you don't know what you're actually going to get because they forget what you order. So it's called the restaurant of like wrong orders or something like that. And it's a gimmick, so it's like a surprise what you actually get.
That sounds not frustrating.
It's not only that. Is how do we know they have dementia? They could just be actors.
Oh.
Because like, Japanese like that weird.
Like, cool. I'm like, okay, I'm, you know, I can't get commercial auditions. Yeah. Right? And all of a sudden I'm like, you know, I'm not booking shit. This restaurant opens up.
Looking for people with dementia,
I'll get the part. you know, I'll do the eye thing, you know. I'll walk in circles. I'll do whatever it takes. But I don't trust gimmicks like that.
Yeah, the only reason that I find it to be really weird is that dementia isn't just forgetfulness. It's very labile emotions. It's very... Someone with dementia, at least some of the patients that I've seen in the past, are, you know, they're very emotionally... They can be very emotionally unstable. They can laugh one minute, cry another, feel lost in the minute after. So to be... functional in that way, it's nice. Like, it's a nice gimmick maybe, but maybe they're not like progressed so far in their dementia.
How about a restaurant in an insane asylum?
Jesus
and
Christ.
And you make them like in Silence of the Lambs, right? Like, remember that guy that was next to what's his name? Hannibal Lecter?
Which one?
The guy that threw the cum.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jodie Foster's face.
So when she first goes
in? That's the guy.
That serves you.
That serves me.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That skeets on you?
Yeah, yeah.
Just skeets on your food?
Yeah, now there is a gimmick.
That is a gimmick.
I'll go to that one. Where your life could be in danger.
Oh, like real.
You pay for the experience.
Yeah, you can't pay for the experience. Don't eat anything. You know, but that's a dumb thing. It's like when they, but here in China, they have that restaurant where they serve animal penis.
Well, that doesn't seem too off brand.
And my point though is that all those little things, you can have them. I'm not going.
Yeah. No, the purpose of this apparently was to hire, you know, people who, you know, were suffering from this disease, essentially. To be like, look, they can still be functional part of the society. That was the point of it, apparently.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby and Kalila. Yum, yum, kitties.
Hi, Tiger Belly. So I'm about to turn 21 in July, and I've had a hard time focusing on my own life. I work 2 part-time jobs, and I'm going to summer school to get ahead in college. But overall, I feel a lack of satisfaction or even a little bit of happiness. Is it hormones, or is this what being 20s is like? His name is O.
Those were the worst times of my life, the early 20s. I was so depressed. I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. I worked really hard at these day jobs. I really did. I fucking was slammed at these restaurants, running around and like making no money. And I just couldn't get anybody to date me. And I just felt futureless. I was going to a lot of AA meetings, but you know, and just things just got better as I got older, you know. So anybody that has a question like that, I just wanted to say that regardless how you're feeling now, as you get older, it gets better, because a lot of my depression was based upon basically, you know, you turn on the TV. Even back then, we had MTV, you know, and, you know, all these shows and clubs and people having a good time and fashion and all this stuff. And I just felt like it wasn't for me. I was just more of a, you know, a kid that liked punk rock and I liked weird movies and I just didn't fit in, you know. And as I got older, I just found more comfort in into what I liked. And then the world changed. And so I wish I wasn't so bummed about, you know, some of the things that happened to me at an early age. And also that pain and suffering really helped me motivate myself to do more, to take more risks and stuff. But, yeah.
I also shouldn't think you should be comfortable and perfectly content at 20. To be able to say that at the age of 20, I like where I'm at, I'm comfortable, I'm ready, I'm completely happy, is a little bit concerning for me, because you need, there's so much growth to be had still, and there's so much more to attain, even just with your own like personal like character, like with a lot of things internally. So yeah, you're supposed to feel a little bit like you're in muddy waters and you're unclear, and I think that's totally okay at 20. And even in your 30. Fuck it, I'm confused as hell still.
Yeah. I also feel like things haven't really changed much in terms of how I feel about life as I get older.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm 45 and I look in the mirror and I go, I'm 45? Like, what does that mean? Am I supposed to be somewhere else? Am I supposed to own this, be doing this? Because I look at other people my age, especially kids from high school that I went to high school. I go to their Facebook. I obsess. I just look at their families and their houses. And there's, you know, and they have like family dinners. And I just feel like I couldn't do that. That's just not for me, you know. But I don't have those things either. And I don't know if I made the right choices or not. But it's just, it is what it is. And I feel really still excited about, here's the thing, is that when you know, I could get a regular job, 9 to 5, have kids, but what do you get excited about? I need that little thing of this could possibly happen.
What are you still excited about?
I get excited about like still working. I really do. I get excited about, you know, when I'm working on a couple of things, I get excited about it. It's fun. I get to meet new people, you know. And I know it's Hollywood bullshit or whatever, but still, I'm being honest. That's how I feel. I feel excited about, you know, when I could meet Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah.
I know that sounds weird, but she's producing my show. I haven't met her yet, but that'd be great if I get to meet her.
Be on her show.
And I wouldn't be on the show, but I think she's cool, whatever. For she's a big talk show star. She's a big star. So I mean, you get excited, like, you know, when I see, I was hanging out with Eric Griffin. His they have a huge, you know, we talked about it last week, but we talked about the advertisements of his show in New York and stuff, and I can see him childlike and excited about it. And I'm like, you deserve it. You know, I really am very happy for those guys. But you can see that their joy is infectious, you know?
And how do you know that a family man who has dinners with his children doesn't experience the same kind of excitement with other things? Maybe not a billboard in Times Square, but, you know, like other things, like watching the
kids grow. I'm sure that that's what they get excited about. And I wish I was like that.
Having a family doesn't take away all your life's excitement.
Yeah. For me, it's like, hey, Billy just scored a touchdown. That's a big thing for people.
And
it would be for you, I think, by the time you have children. And if it's not a big thing for you, you need to reevaluate your
Billy
fatherhood.
And Billy scored a touchdown and he has downs. Which is more exciting. if you had Downs, just,
I mean, you'd be excited if your child was like playing for Chelsea, or like not Chelsea, but like Arsenal, and he scored a goal. You'd be like,
oh, that would be amazing.
That's exciting.
Yeah, but that's, see, that's how it, that it ha- would have to go to that.
I'd be excited just if my kid.
Yeah, if I was my kid was
in,
if my kid was like
soccer player, yeah.
Or didn't
here's
kill
another
people.
Here's another thing though. It's a, here's another thing. It is when I run into like guys like Steve Byrne, or who was I hanging out with? The, oh yeah, I was talking to Chris Spencer, and Chris Spencer, you know, he's a producer and he's been around for a very long time, and him and Jason Glern were talking about how their kids got into this school. And Jason Glern went to Chris Spencer and said, hey man, congratulations. That's a hard school to get into. And it's not a college. It was like elementary, like a middle school, a private middle school, yeah. Right? And Chris was like, yeah, I didn't think it was going to happen, but we're so happy. Like the whole family's happy. Mm-hmm. And I was like going, holy shit. Mm. That would be kind of, you know, I guess this is what the joy of having children is. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't know because we killed two. Are we good, babe? Are you still mad at me?
Especially after that, we're definitely good.
No, we're not.
Give no, me. You have to let her smell your butthole on camera now for all that.
I love you. Do you love me?
Let me smell your butt right the fuck now.
It has to happen.
As a sorry.
No, I'm going to smell your butt now.
As an apology.
I'm going to rape butt.
You. Please.
I'm going to rape butt smell.
Don't say rape, goddammit.
I'm going to... Anyway.
Anyway.
So my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Five people. Mm-hmm. Spa competition. Mm-hmm. Dream water. Mm-hmm.
Basically, just send dream water. We'll keep a track of people's names who send dream water.
Who's next week?
We'll do a raffle.
Do we have anyone next week on the show?
Possibly.
We're gonna chat after this.
I want Dylan Francis.
Done.
Only you have his phone number.
I'm gonna call Dylan Francis. I want Dylan Francis.
Okay, if he's in town.
And also, I want to do Vanderbeek too. He wants to do it.
Oh,
okay.
James cool. Vanderbeek, but. He's a little shy. He's a family man.
Mm. Okay, we get that. We can interview family men. I think we can handle that.
You guys had a variety.
We can go highbrow. Let's go highbrow. Yeah. All
right. But then don't bring up dementia.
Yeah.
That's fine. Anyway. Anyway.
All right. Kalila, any shows for Bobby Lee?
Bobby Lee will be in Charlotte, North Carolina, 2 weeks from
now. Oh, yeah. Hold on. I don't do well in Charlotte. So you guys have to come out for Charlotte because I just don't do well out there. It's the South. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
So Charlotte, come out.
Yeah. We'll announce it again next week, too.
What are the prizes? Is there more?
There's gifts out there.
Yeah.
Where are they?
You can bring him in here.
If you're in Charlotte or close by and or within driving distance, go see Bobby. Mm-hmm. Are you going to open it right now? Not yet. Don't open yet. Because we're going to do...
We'll just finish it up.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We'll finish. For more dates, you can go to BobbyLeeLive.com. He has a few in July, one of which is in Tempe, Arizona. Mm-hmm. You can follow me on all forms of social media at Calamity K.
And you can follow George at...
George, oh my God! He got his dream water.
Oh, who sent
that's
that?
That's an early winner. Oh, hang on, let me announce his name. Winner.
Get his name.
All right. So.
Right, you lucky son of a gun.
Somebody
lucky
sent dream water powder. Who's
oh,
the?
There's no name.
Yeah, there is a name.
The perfect podcast.
Hang on.
It's gotta be on there.
Open this package.
Hold on. It's honestly no name.
Dude.
What about other thing? Oh wow.
Don't say it. Yeah.
It says.
Dream water.
Yeah, it's just from Amazon, right?
Yeah, it's just from Amazon.
Damn.
So holy jeez.
He didn't put his name. We can't put your name.
All right, so whoever sent me this.
Everyone's going to say they sent you it.
I know, but.
A receipt.
Yeah.
If you can confirm the number of the package, we will. Wait,
is this in here?
No, it's something different.
That's different.
Anyways.
Anyway.
Yes. Oh, also, I wanted to do a quick shout out to all the Tiger Belly fans that we had who came to the show, and also the ones we went to dinner with.
In Seattle?
Yeah. Nicole, John, Christina.
Papa, right?
Yeah. This girl, Olivia, and her boyfriend. They made they blow glass. It's amazing.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Ship to Kalila, Gilbert, and George.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No Bobby. Really?
Bullshit.
Well, so you're definitely not in the contest then.
This one's from Edwin Torres.
Eric and Andrea,
from Philadelphia.
You. This is the first alive.
Yeah, but what if
opening.
Someone sends you stuff that they're from out of state? and they can't come to your birthday party.
They can come. They just got to fly out.
They'll fly out for it.
So, guys, make sure you follow us on Instagram at Tiger Belly, on Twitter at The Tiger Belly.
Arsenal!
That's so
cool.
Oh,
my God. And so this guy right
they're,
here.
They're opening Hold things on. Live right now.
Yeah, so this guy, Edwin Torres, sent me some Arsenal fucking swag, some stickers.
That's dope. Bro.
Holy shit, dude. Oh, shit.
The Slup King respect.
Oh, no, Invincibles. Look in the back. Look in the back.
Oh, shit. This is insane. Look in the back. Invincibles.
Wear it right now.
Oh, shit.
Guys, Tiger Belly 100 is coming up around the corner. I've got a question on Reddit for you guys if you want to ask us any questions or have any ideas on what you think we should do for Tiger Belly 100. Mm-hmm. I want more questions than ideas since I'm not sure. I mean, we're not going to be able to take every idea. There was an idea for a live polygraph test.
Oh.
I did like that idea. Scary. I'm a little, I mean, not sure we're going to do it, but I loved that
this
idea.
This is from Mike.
Baby, let him announce you some stuff first. Let George announce some stuff.
Shout out to Facebook group user Nat Puticle. He found a video of Bobby in the underground comedy movie.
Yeah.
That's a very thin Bobby in that movie.
You saw
really?
It?
Yeah.
That was a tummy tuck Bobby.
Wait, you saw it?
He just told me.
Where'd you see it?
It's on our Facebook group.
It is?
It's hilarious.
Show it after. I want to see it.
Yeah.
Somebody else has since put some stand-up from way back in the day.
Oh, yeah. I
on
saw
Twitter.
That one.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Were you talking like this?
Talking like this. I was like really like, I don't even know when I did that.
Really?
It's crazy.
That long ago? Were you yeah, even yeah. know? Damn. George, anything else?
Oh, and then just a shout out to iTunes reviewer Masa Michi, who says this is the only podcast he listens to every episode.
Yeah.
We haven't shouted out any of our iTunes reviewers lately. But we're at...
This is from Steven DeLuna, North
baby.
Park Soap Company.
The George finish,
no, sweetie. All good. I'm done.
Okay, so make
Shout
sure
out to Ivan
oh my God,
and
look at
Edwin,
the soap.
Brothers who sent the Arsenal stuff.
Look at
what
the
did
soap.
They send? Soap?
Oh, my God. From Steven DeLuna sent soap.
Soap.
Oh, shit. Look at this. This is the shit.
So make sure if you want to send us packages, we'll do something like this again, possibly. you can send us the packages, too.
Whoa. It says Stevie Weeby Facial Activated Charcoal Face Bar. I think it's for
oh
Steve.
Oh, my
is that for
God.
Steve?
Oh, my God.
What's the address,
it might
George?
Be for Steve.
Tiger Belly address is 1626 North Wilcox Avenue, number 161, Hollywood, California, 90028.
Oh, shit. Check this out. So hold on before it stop. From Greg Anderson from Stratton Road. Oh, that's his address. Sorry.
Don't give his address.
Yeah. Greg Anderson sent me My Left Foot. Great fucking movie.
Great movie.
And he did it because of my foot. Oh, but he also sent me, gets this?
Dream Water powder.
All right. A little dream powder in the movie. Love the podcast. Thanks, Greg. Thank you, Greg.
Greg, you're on the list now.
You're on
the
list.
The
give me the
name?
Thing. Here.
We'll keep his
He's
name.
On the list.
You guys, no, you have to see these soaps. One is for the Slep King.
All right, Greg Anderson. Yeah,
look, yeah, it's tea tree eucalyptus for your foot.
That's amazing.
Oh, my God.
Okay, and this soap is for Queen Kalila.
Ooh.
And we all get a soap each, guys.
Everyone gets a soap, dude.
Oh, what are the different names?
And
look at
Stevie
this.
Weeby
Stevie
Weeby
Facial.
Wow.
This
Mine,
is...
I get lavender for my anxiety. That's so smart.
Oh, so smart. Which one's that one?
George's Pink Dick Red Wine Sangria.
Red wine sangria.
Amazing.
And then for brown skin, foreskin, peppermint mocha.
Ooh. Thank you, sir.
Tinkles your gilbits.
Oh.
Okay,
wait,
last one, guys. Last package.
Last package.
Scott from Los Angeles. Okay. He lives in Los Feliz Boulevard.
So find Scott in Los Feliz. I remember this from last week. This was great.
Oh, I got to take
a picture.
Oh,
yeah. So, also, guys.
What the fuck is this?
While we're doing this.
Oh, those.
What is that?
It's a dick. It's balls.
It looks like truck nuts.
Oh. Truck nuts. It's pretty good.
How do you know what this is, George? It's strange.
I think it's a white.
I just revealed myself as being from a very redneck town. Those look like truck nuts. You put them on the back of your big. You strap it to the back of your truck to make your truck have nuts.
Yeah, it's a very.
If you have a lifted truck and a small penis, you do that.
It's popular in the South. I've seen that all the time in Georgia. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Scott.
Oh,
for the nuts.
Thank you for the nuts.
I love these soaps.
So before we go, one more time, make sure you guys send in dream water to get your name on the pool.
Well, I mean, we got too much now.
This is a very liberalistic nuts.
I know, those are amazing nuts.
Not my nuts. Mine are brown and pepper.
Thank you
mocha.
For all the dream powder.
I'm gonna be great.
Dream powder,
black
guys. Send dream powder.
All right.
Also, before we go, shout out really quick MMA Minute with Kalila. Shout out to Mark Hunt.
Oh yeah, that was a great fight.
So good
and
job,
did Derek Lewis retire?
I think he retired. I don't.
I think Brian Stann botched that interview a little bit.
But and I don't know if he's
Maybe he just said that. He just lost. Yeah. So
that was a great fight card.
It was great.
A lot of like quick finishes.
A lot of finishes. Yeah, that was a fun one.
Yeah.
So Mark Hunt, you still live on. I'm cheering for you to battling the UFC and knocking people out.
I think he might be like my favorite fighter in all of MMA right now. Because he's one of the guys that's like really, from Pride, has seen his way all the way through to today and is still so relevant and fun to watch. Mm-hmm. It's not like, because back in the day, my favorite fighter was like
Damian Maia.
No, Fedor.
Oh, I
but
was
he hasn't
such
quite had the
Fedor
same
fan.
Like impact as Mark Hunt has had in the UFC. But yeah.
All right, guys. That's our show. Thanks for sending stuff in.
We'll see you guys next week. Ciao.
Bye.